Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 13th of September, a project of deliverance. Individuals and families who are encumbered by besetting sin must make a project of their deliverance from this slavery. Such a project may entail, for example, a season of regular prayer and fasting, the employment of supervision software, the removal of unhelpful devices or activities, and regular fellowship regarding one's progress. In this regard, a person or family must apply themselves with all diligence to the works that belong to the process of sanctification. The question is, how can a person initiate such a project without it being a carnal endeavour that only serves to compound their condemnation? The answer is, by faith through the Spirit. A believer first receives faith when Christ breathes on them and they are born of the divine nature. They are born to see the kingdom of God. However, at this point, they have not yet received a new heart and a new spirit. Rather, they have received faith to be connected to the new covenant of the Holy Spirit. Through baptism in water and by the Spirit, a son of God is immersed into and enabled for their fellowship in the offering and sufferings of Christ. The new heart and the new spirit are progressively attained through a believer's ongoing fellowship in the seven wounding events that belong to Christ's offering and sufferings. Through the prophet Ezekiel, the Lord outlined this implication of journeying with Christ, saying, "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh." A person joins this journey through baptism in water and with the Spirit. Fellowship in the finished offering of Christ is the implication of one's justification, which they obtain by faith and through which they are born of water and the Spirit to enter the kingdom of God. The references used in today's devotions are 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 5 to 7, John chapter 3 verse 3, Romans chapter 6 verse 4, Ezekiel chapter 36 verse 26, and John chapter 3 verse 5. For further study, Romans chapter 3.